Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electric, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, April 28th. The UK's RAC Foundation, a transport policy group, studied the mileage covered by motorists in Great Britain. RAC discovered that Tesla drivers cover more miles per year, on average, than owners of any other car. In the first 3 years of owning a car, Tesla drivers cover an average of 12,459 miles a year. Meanwhile, Mercedes owners clocked 12,100 miles, and Volvo owners averaged 11,578 miles per year. Tesla is working on a pay-as-you-go subscription to its full self-driving capability package in order to make the feature more accessible. Currently, Tesla sells the full self-driving capability package for $7,000. Now, it's not cheap, and it's also getting more expensive as new features are added. And now we learn that Tesla is working on a new way to make it less expensive with a pay-as-you-go subscription plan from a reliable Tesla code hacker known as Green. On Twitter, Green stated, quote, "There's code for pay-as-you-go subscription plan. Has been there for a while. Waiting for that eventual time when it makes sense, I am sure." A review of the build quality of an early Tesla Model Y production car shows some significant issues. A YouTube channel called Car Confections got their hands on an early Model Y and reviewed the build quality. The first build quality issue that he noted was problems with the panel gaps, finding several trims and panels to be misaligned. Drew also found some moisture building up in the rear left taillight, a few problematic trims, and what he believes to be, quote, "the most egregious fault in the Model Y," and he describes that as the motorized lift gate that gets stuck for half a second every time it opens. Hopefully, Tesla is able to address those issues and ramp up quality control when they restart Model Y production after the pandemic. Tesla is delaying the return of its Fremont factory workers as it is going to extend the factory shutdown due to an extension in the shelter-in-place order for the Bay Area. Last weekend, there were reports of Tesla calling some Fremont employees back to work ahead of the reopening. However, the six Bay Area counties have confirmed today that they are going to extend the shelter-in-place orders through the end of May. Bloomberg reported today that Tesla informed employees not to return to work. Quote, "A paint department supervisor told employees Sunday in an email seen by Bloomberg News that there's no need to come in this week to Tesla's factory in Fremont, California." On April 24th, the CHAdeMO Association released the 3.0 version of its charging protocol. It was co-developed with the China Electricity Council, setting up a global battle of EV quick charging protocols between the Japan-China alliance and the automakers in Europe and the US. And by the way, the US and Europe uses the CCS standard. Features of the 3.0 CHAdeMO include a connector that's light and compatible with a smaller diameter cable, a brand new identical plug with GBT protocols, DC charging with power over 500 kilowatts, a maximum current of 600 amps, liquid cooling technology, locking and unlocking mechanism from the connector, backward compatibility of the CHAdeMO 3.0 compliant vehicles, and presumably there will be an adapter for Tesla. The stage is being set for the next global battle of DC charging capabilities. For the past few years, CCS seemed to dominate with CHAdeMO in decline. But the 3.0 version uses a lighter, sleeker connector, has 500 kilowatt capacity, and features a bidirectional energy flow. That's pretty nice. The Korea Herald reported that pre-pandemic shortages of battery supply, which caused the delays in European automakers, have been made worse by the global crisis. The situation became urgent enough for the Polish government to waive travel restrictions, allowing 200 LG Chem technicians to resume expansion of its battery gigafactory in Wrocław. The Korean Herald quotes an industry source who said, quote, "Everyone is asking for more batteries, but supplies are limited. This allows EV battery makers to stand almost equal in the power game with automakers." Alleged pictures of the production version of the BMW iX3 electric SUV have leaked ahead of the start of production. Possibly. We received a tip about an Instagram account claiming to have the first production pictures of the iX3. Now, the images look very similar to the pictures of a camouflaged iX3 production prototype that BMW themselves had previously released. The picture shows a handsome white BMW SUV staged among a cobblestone city park. Unfortunately, earlier this year, BMW canceled its plan to launch the iX3 in the United States. Ford will soon convert reservations for the all-electric Mustang Mach-E into official orders. Mark Kaufman, the vehicle's global director of marketing distribution, told Electrek that test drives will be critical for the success of the launch. Therefore, the company is beginning to plan how to get prospective buyers behind the wheel, even if pandemic-related physical distance orders are still in place. Kaufman said, quote, "We identified and reviewed the process of how to properly clean the vehicle with doctors and experts to make sure that we're doing that properly. A lot of what we're already doing internally for how to properly wipe down the vehicle will be used to make sure there are no concerns at all for test drives. And we're going to do that in a way that is very safe for customers and our dealership employees." According to Kaufman, in about 3 to 4 weeks, Ford will finalize the reservation to order conversion date currently planned for summer of 2020. The LA-based Public-Private Transportation Electrification Partnership is proposing a nationwide $150 billion plan to support zero-emission vehicles. The proposal was sent last week to House and Senate leadership. The proposal seeks to extend the $7,500 electric vehicle tax credit, authorizing a new tax credit for electric vehicles and equipment, and creating a scrap-and-replace program akin to Cash for Clunkers but geared for electric cars. Other recommendations include a plan for low-income buyers in the secondhand market, measures to fund electric buses, point-of-sale rebates for EVs, and support for fleet purchases. Add to this the proposal for infrastructure support, including utility upgrades, medium and heavy-duty vehicle charging, school bus charging, solar and energy storage systems, light-duty charging infrastructure, and state and local government fleets. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the UK has not used coal-fired plants for more than 438 hours, or 18 days and 13 hours, so far, according to the National Grid data. That's the longest uninterrupted period of not using coal-fired power generation since 1882 during the Industrial Revolution. GAF Energy, a San Francisco-based company that provides roof-integrated solar, has launched an upgraded version of its solar roof product called DecoTech 2.0. Martin DeBono, president of GAF Energy, said, quote, "Not only does our redesigned system simplify the installation process, but it can reduce costs and save our local roofing contractors time." David Byrne of the band Talking Heads runs an online publication called Reasons to be Cheerful. Yesterday, Byrne published a feature that he authored that explores, quote, "how a conservative oil-pumping state became one of the world's biggest generators of wind power." And that state is Texas. And here is a brief excerpt. Quote, "Last year, Texas got more of its energy from wind, 23.4%, than any other U.S. state. In fact, if Texas were a country, and which some might argue it is, it would rank fifth in the world in wind power generation, just behind Germany and India." And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, the San Diego e-bike company Ride One Up has just announced two new models of electric bicycles, the Core 5 and the LMTD, presumably pronounced as Limited. The Core 5 features a 500-watt motor, 500-watt-hour battery, and is priced at $995. The Limited is $1,695 and includes a 750-watt motor, a 672-watt-hour battery, 28-mile-an-hour top speed, and upgrades to a torque-based pedal assist, full-color display, hydraulic disc brakes, suspension fork, puncture-resistant tires, and improved gearing and derailleur. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. Stay tuned this week as we dig into Tesla's anticipated first quarter earnings call happening tomorrow. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.